It is time now for our theme song segment. This, of course, where we suggest a musical theme and you suggest a song that somehow, one way or another, fits that theme, and we build a playlist for the week. So this week we're asking for your ideas for songs with odd time signatures. We got this email from John Webster in Kelowna. He writes, "Good morning, Daybreak South. I very much enjoyed your analysis yesterday of the Beatles' Happiness is a Warm Gun. A great suggestion by that listener." John continues, "I have a history as a drummer and percussionist, and I've always admired the time structure of an April Wine song called Say Hello. The song is mostly comprised of alternating 2-4 and 4-4 time. I simply like how the drums feel in coupling with the verse-chorus structure." Thank you, John. Now, I began to research this song yesterday, and it seemed simple at first. Let's listen to a bit of the first bit of this song. As usual this week, try to count those beats. Here's a bit of Say Hello by April Wine. Yeah, Ali is confused. I'm confused too. What is happening there? John says it's alternating 2-4 and 4-4 time. But then the more you listen to this, the more confusing it gets. The drums seem to be doing one thing, and the music seems to be doing something else altogether until eventually they all kind of meet up again. Now, there is some debate about whether the drums are in 2-4 or 4-4 or some combination thereof or in 6-4. Let's have one more listen. So we put the call out on social media yesterday to try to get some answers to this. Matt Reed is an old friend of mine from the Gulf Islands. He's a professional musician now in Vancouver. He also has a background in jazz theory. And so I called him up. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So in general, what time signature would you say this song is in?
I'd say it's in 6. And whether or not it's in 6-4 or 6-8 depends on how you're counting it.
Okay.
I definitely say it's in some subdivision of 6.
All right. So yeah. Now explain the difference then between what we're hearing with the drums, which is kind of a straight beat, and then the guitar riff, which is more obviously in 6.
Yeah. So sort of what's happening with the drummer is sort of sticking with a standard backbeat where sort of the kick is on 1, snare is on 2, kick is on 3, snare is on 4. And that sort of beat we hear all the time in popular music, totally ingrained, in our minds. We hear it. Okay, it's like that's what's going on. But it's sort of like this, because it seems like Myers, anyways, that the guitar riff is a faster 6. You count it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 versus a slow 6 going 1, 2, you know, on and on. So you sort of get this. No, I don't want to say push me, pull you, but you sort of get what you think the end of the phrase is with the guitar. Then the drums are playing a snare on what you think is beat 1. But I think it's because the drummer is playing a 6 up slower, and so he's going through the backbeat at a slower tempo. So you have this sort of really interesting mix between the fast 6 and the slow 6.
Now, some people that we've talked to wonder if the drums are in 4-4 and then it's just overlaid on top of this 6 pattern. Why do you think that's not the case?
Well, you know, it could be. It really just depends how you count it. I don't think it is because of the phrasing of the song and when the choruses come in and the pre-choruses, they seem to sort of, if you count it with a slow 6, then the phrases really match up with, okay, here's the pre-chorus, here's the chorus. If you say, for example, just counted it in 4-4, you would probably get 3 bars of 4 adding up to 12, or you could sort before the phrase would change, or you could count it as 2 bars of 6 where the phrase would change. I almost sort of hear it sometimes as maybe a bar of 4 and a bar of 2, a bar of 4 and a bar of 2. So it's kind of, you know, you can get to the same spot, but I think I think it is in six because I don't think that it always is the phrases are always lined up. If you just keep counting in four, it's going to take a while before they come around together.
Yeah, and it sounds like a lot of this is interpretation. Why is this open to interpretation? Why isn't this just one thing?
Well, I think the bottom line is when you're playing it, as long as you're not screwing it up, I think you can interpret it any way you want, you know. Oftentimes you get different songs where someone feels the count and hears it in some place. I know people have heard this song and maybe heard it as maybe the drummer playing a bar of two and then a bar of four. I hear it as four and two. So there's kind of no hard and fast rules around it. As long as, again, the phrasing is coming out in the same spot, you'll get... group of musicians in a room, and they might all feel it in a different way.
Now, a lot of people associate this, for lack of a better term, strange time signatures with prog rock, right? Like Jethro Tull and Genesis and Pink Floyd, Kraftwerk. What's the deal? Why do they like these strange time signatures?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes... I think a lot of it just happens organically, you know. Like, I think with this riff, when you hear it, it's so catchy. I mean... when I was listening to it, I kind of forgotten that it was, you know, in a different, not just in straight up 4-4, because it just feels really good. So sometimes I think an artist will just write something and it's like, okay, this is where it feels good. And how do I communicate this to somebody else? Well, I guess I should count it out. Oh, okay, it's in six. Do you guys play any Rush?
Man, I hate Rush.
You know what's really funny, man? I played with a drummer years ago, and we were just riffing around on Tom Sawyer, the joke, and he starts singing, "I can play in seven, I can play in seven, I can play in seven, I can play in seven," you know? And it's like, right. And you start counting, but the whole counting thing about, like, different way you can feel it, like, for example, in seven, you know, if you went 1-2-1-2-1-2-3, 1-2-1-2-1-2-3, right, that would be like Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
Bada 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 bada, right? Or if you went, that would be a four and a three, but you could go the other way. You go 3-4. 1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. So
totally different feel.
Totally different feel. I feel like with Rush, they're definitely science experiment guys. I'm sure they geeked out, nerded out. So to answer your question, I'm not sure. You know, I think it's probably on a case by case, you know. But I think definitely some songs are just written naturally in that. It's not a science experiment. It just comes out.
All right. Well, thanks very much for clearing this up for us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Chris.
All right. See you later.
Take care.
So here's the song that got us all confused. Here's April Wine with Say Hello.